Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Big game five tonight. Portland up 3-1, looking to eliminate Russell Westbrook and Paul George, the Oklahoma City Thunder. They beat him pretty handily in game four. Russell Westbrook, 1 point in the second half in game four. So joining us now with the latest on Oklahoma City from the Daily Oklahoman, Eric Horn. He's on Twitter, at Eric Horn. Okay. Give him a follow there. He joins us on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Eric, does it feel like the Thunder are done, in your opinion?
Yeah, pretty much. Look, their offense is just not working right now. And it starts with basically Russell Westbrook. This is a guy who, you know, kind of lived and died by the jump shot last game. Mm-hmm. They weren't able to get him or anybody else into the paint, really. And, you know, it cost them in the last game. And, you know, there's a chance that Westbrook will come back and play better in this game. He was good in game one of the series here in Portland. So I think that there's an opportunity for him to play well. And if he plays well, he gives the Thunder an opportunity because, look, Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum have outplayed him and Paul George so far. So it seems unfair to put a lot on one guy's shoulders. Some other guys have to make shots too. You know, most of the guys on the team haven't shot well outside of one game in the series, game three. But a lot of it falls on Westbrook's shoulders because he's a guy who's going to be handling the ball and taking a majority of the shots, if not Paul George.
Well, in the NBA, I think the superstars always get, you know, the first credit or the first blame, and that's kind of happened in this series with Westbrook and the way that he's played. How much, I guess, blame do you put on Billy Donovan? It just feels like at times they're not attacking Cantor enough. We know the defensive liability that he can be. Maybe they're not being as aggressive as they need to in trapping and double-teaming Damian Lillard. How do you feel about Billy Donovan and just the way he's coaching this series?
I mean, it's really hard to just coach when it's really hard to coach against Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum making more shots than your guys. I don't even think that the defense on those guys has necessarily been poor. I think the Thunder's offense has been poor. And I think that Billy Donovan could find more ways to get guys better shots. But some of it just comes down to Westbrook, you know, kind of taking the onus of taking the right shots. You know, in game one, you saw the best of him in that regard. He passed up, you know, some opportunities he had to take shots. He attacked Cantor in the pick and roll because Cantor was basically glued to Steven Adams' hip and was staying deep in that drop. But if they play Cantor high, Westbrook can't settle for a jump shot. That's just not his game. Yeah. So, you know, you as Billy Donovan, as the coach, you can put blame on him, but he's not the one ultimately deciding who's taking the shots. If Westbrook settles for jump shots and falls in love with that jumper, that just derails the Thunder's offense. It's as good as a turnover in some instances because, you know, the Thunder's up seven. Westbrook takes a jump shot with, you know, with Damian Lillard going under Steven Adams' screen. Damian Lillard going under Steven Adams' screen, and Damian Lillard comes out, hits a three in transition. You know, Terrence Ferguson misses another three. Lillard hits another three in transition, and the game is completely changed. So I don't know how much Billy Donovan can do about that stuff. I mean, they played Cantor off the floor in game two. He and Adams have played basically to a stalemate. You know, could Adams finish better, get to the line more? I suppose, but you know, it really comes down to guys just being better about their offense, whether it's Russell Westbrook or Paul George.
Yeah, Thunder beat writer Eric Horn, our guest for the Oklahoman, also does the Thunder Buddy Pod. You can find him on Twitter at Eric Horn. Okay, the Westbrook thing is interesting to me, Eric, and you've been around it a lot longer, and you're there on a daily basis. Just from watching on my TV that game four, it felt like every time he settled for a jump shot, and he kept missing and he kept missing. It felt like the crowd was almost to a, should we boo at this point? And it's weird because he wants to be there. He committed to the franchise. He signed that big contract. But this series has really kind of exposed him kind of where versus where Dame is right now. What is that like, in your opinion, with the fans and Russell Westbrook and what his game is and what the Thunder have been the last couple of years?
Well, it's really been an all-season thing, not so much this series. Like, Russell hasn't shot the ball well all year. You know, it's one thing to be able to do that in the regular season and get away with it, but over the course of a series, and we talked about this going into the playoffs, you're just going to have that guy, that second guy, that's going to have to be efficient offensively. And Westbrook has operated throughout this entire year through all the shooting woes. For the most part, he's done a pretty good job with his shot selection. There have been a few games here and there where it's derailed games, but he's really done better in improving in that regard. But it's one of the dangers of Russell Westbrook in that he's a guy who, you know, in game four, I think he hits five jump shots in the first half, and you're thinking to yourself, while this is good, it's also bad because this is a guy that it's just not sustainable. He's not a guy that's relied on his jump shot his entire career, and for him to get into that in that game, he's not going to be able to keep up jump shot for jump shot with Damian Lillard. So once you saw that happen, it kind of became a warning sign of what was going to eventually become, and it was up to him and the coaching staff to kind of say, look, just because this shot's open, you got to move the ball to the next player. We got to move and probe to get another shot. That's the challenge that Billy Donovan has, and that's the challenge that, frankly, you know, Scott Brooks had before him. If just because a shot's open doesn't mean it's the best shot. Right. It's one thing for Damian Lillard or C.J. McCollum. It's another thing for Russell Westbrook, and I think the fans sense that, and you know, the fans have sensed that all season.
Yeah. You know, we all three of us, my co-host and I and my producer, we all took Oklahoma City to win this series. I think there's a lot of Blazer fans when they won on the last night of the regular season that weren't quite sure how to feel because it played them into the three seed, but then changed the opponent from Utah to Oklahoma City. How did you expect this series to go? And are you surprised we're in this spot now with Portland up 3-1?
I picked Portland in seven because I'd seen this team play since the All-Star break and knew that Paul George wasn't playing at the MVP level he was previously. His level was kind of masking some of the mistakes this team was making, whether it was defensive lapses or mostly the defensive lapses. Paul George was making up for them kind of falling back on defense. But, you know, they went through a two-month stretch where basically everybody was hitting shots except Westbrook, and that was good. And you saw, you know, they swept Portland in the regular season with some strong performances from George. He averaged 38 points a game in the four-game set against Portland in the regular season. But I just knew that, and I felt that, you know, the way that they were playing down the stretch, guys not making shots, lack of attention to detail on defense, which, frankly, I think the defense has actually improved in this series outside of just Dame and CJ just making some unbelievable shots. But I knew the margin of error was slim because their offense had regressed, and you're seeing it here. You know, you're seeing great offensive players take advantage not just of defenses, but they're taking advantage of, you know, the Thunder's poor offense, basically turning them into better offensive players than you could even imagine. You know, Westbrook misses a jump shot, that's as good as a turnover, and Dame and CJ are making them pay for it.
It's, you know, we've been dealing in Portland here, Eric, with get out of the first round. That's kind of been the goal for the team. And then the Nurkic injury happens, and a lot of people are kind of wondering if that's going to even be possible. But now it seems like they're on that doorstep, and they're going to make it happen. Portland fans are going to be pretty ecstatic. OKC fan, however, third straight year they're out in round one. What does Sam Presti do with this team, if anything?
Well, you got to understand the way the Thunder operates is they're not a very reactionary franchise. People are calling for heads. More people than ever are calling for Sam Presti's head because basically he's the one who's going to hire Billy Donovan. He's the one who, you know, has failed to put competent shooting around Russell Westbrook. And he's the one who basically, if you want to go back as far as, you know, 2012, he's the one who traded James Harden, which kind of started this whole cycle. Now, granted, they still were a game away from the NBA Finals with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was a really big move that kind of, you know, shifted this team into a place that they probably didn't need to be a year early. So I think some questions should be asked of Presti first and foremost. I frankly don't think that firing Billy Donovan is going to make much of a difference because that's not going to change whether or not Russell Westbrook hits free throws or jump shots, or whether or not he doesn't take them or doesn't. Mm-hmm. But Donovan seems like the most likely answer. But I will say this. You know, Portland, you know this better than anybody. Portland going through what they went through last year, getting swept and embarrassed in the first round, they didn't panic. They didn't go and fire Terry Stotts, and they didn't, you know, trade Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum when a lot of people were calling for change. And I think that there's some similar aspects to the way that Neil Olshey does his business and the way that Sam Presti does. So I wouldn't be surprised if they actually, you know, brought back some of the same figures. But Donovan seems like the cheapest and easiest, most logical change that's going to happen in the offseason.
Hmm. Well, looking ahead to tonight, you know, game one was close. Portland blows a 19-point lead. It comes down to the wire. They end up winning game two. They separated a little bit as the game went on and won both games in Portland. Comes down to tonight. Paul George had the quote saying, if anybody's built to come back from down 3-1, we can do it. How do you expect tonight to play out?
You know, I think it'll be better than game four. But they have to get back to what they were doing in game one and some of their principles. You know, outside of a bad first quarter, they played a good game in game one. And then Westbrook was really – he played really within himself. He limited his three-point attempts, limited turnovers, got guys open shots. And, look, if Westbrook, Jeremy Grant, and Dennis Schroeder make a shot more each in game one, they win, and this series might be a little bit different. But they played better defense, and they made Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum, you know, take some tough shots. That's what they got to get back to doing. They've got to defend the three-point line as if their season is on the line. And that's going to be most important to them because they're not going to outshoot Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. So what they need to do is they need to defend the three-point line like their lives depend on it.
10 being the most surprised, get you out here on this one, Eric. Scale of 1 to 10, if the Thunder could come back and win this series, where would you be on that scale?
You said 10 most surprised?
Mm-hmm.
13. I haven't seen them. It's been a really long time since they won three games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They struggled to win two games in a row out of the All-Star break. And I really don't mean to sound like a pessimist, but I've seen this team play for too much. And I just understand that what they're up against right now, even if they have an excellent defensive performance, it's going to come down to shot selection. It's going to come down to making the extra pass and executing on offense. And we just haven't seen enough of that post-All-Star break for me to believe that they can win three games in a row.
Yeah, don't worry about being pessimistic on OKC. You're in Portland here, so we're pretty happy to hear everything from you right now. Eric Horn, the Oklahoman Thunder beat writer. Eric, thanks so much. If I see you tonight, I'll say hello, and thank you again for coming on the show. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.